It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We are in the midst of fake spring here in Chicago. And if you don't know what fake spring is, it's when the weather starts to turn a little bit and you're like, ah, spring is here.
And
then the next day, it's a high of 46 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun, right? Yeah. You know, like, it's like, oh, okay, what was that little, like, Costco sample of spring that we got this past weekend, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's when everybody was out.
Everyone
acting like it was spring.
Was
they were
out.
Wearing shorts.
And that's where I kind of want to go with this right here, because I feel like we all are cooped up all winter long, ready for that first warm day. And when that first warm day comes, we almost feel like we're invincible, right? You can go outside, you can do so much, and you can do the things that you love to do in the summer again.
Yeah.
However, it's all relative, right? Like when...
Because you know it's going to get cold again. It's March.
And it's like sometimes that when we see like a 5 in front of the high, or maybe even a 6, like we think, oh... That's super warm because we're used to ones and twos.
Yeah, right.
So then you go out and do something. For example, I went out to my patio this past weekend and I said, you know what? I'm going to take a nap on my patio furniture because that's what I love to do in the summer.
Your patio furniture's even out?
Well, my patio furniture's out. The cushions were not. So I grabbed the cushions. Grabbed the cushions, I set them all out, and I said, I'm going to take an outdoor nap. I love outdoor naps.
Wow.
And quickly into my outdoor nap, I realized how cold it was. Like, this is not as warm as I remember in the summer.
Because it's still only like 60.
Yes, you get that. It's basically like a spring mirage.
You're jumping the gun.
I'm jumping the gun.
Yes.
Remember last year when I put on shorts a little too early?
Oh, I remember.
And then it got super cold right
yes.
after? Yeah. So what is your spring mirage? 312-946-4995.
Yeah. I saw a guy without his shirt on walking
really?
His dog in my neighborhood.
Just this past weekend?
Yes.
Stop.
No shirt.
And
which is fine.
Like,
normally, you know, it's like if it's hot out or whatever,
sure.
you're going for a run or whatever. He wasn't going for a run. He was walking his dog.
That is,
no shirt.
That is weird. That's the spring mirage for
60.
Sure.
60.
Yeah, okay. What is your spring mirage? 312-946-4995. Where you're like, ah, spring is back. I'm going to do this. And then very quickly you're like, ooh, maybe it's a little too cold for that.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to like wait until like May to do this. 312-946-4995. What is your spring mirage? Crystal in Montgomery.
So what was your spring mirage?
My husband likes to open our pool early.
No.
Come
wait a minute.
On.
Wait a minute.
He didn't open the pool, did
Not
he?
Not already.
Not yet, but he's thinking about it.
Crystal. Oh, my gosh. Has he ever opened up the pool in the past and then regretted it because it got so cold that it was like maybe it was freezing over or no?
I think it was last year or the year before he wanted to do it in April.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so when is the earliest you guys have opened the pool?
It was probably April.
April. Okay.
Did you guys jump in May 1st and you're like, nope, not doing it. Bad
no,
move.
I keep checking it. I said it's not getting any warmer.
Is it a heated pool?
No.
Is it above ground or in ground?
It's above ground.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you going to buy a heater for the pool?
We're thinking about it.
I would imagine. Yeah. If it's March and you're like, I'm ready to open up that pool. Like, that is too funny. Because we know we're due for not only like, not just one, but probably multiple dips in temperature for like a week where it'll be like high of 30.
Yeah. Of course. It's March.
Yeah.
We're going to get it.
We're going to get it. And it's like, but we will also want to believe in our heart of hearts that spring is finally here to stay. But it's not.
No.
Oh, God. Have you been able to talk him out of it?
I've been lucky so far, but I don't know how much longer.
Oh, he's antsy. Wow, he's like the king of the spring mirage.
Crystal, what's your husband's name?
Jordan.
Jordan. I can already tell that Jordan and I would get along very well because I am so ready for pool season.
Yeah.
Well, if anything can top that.
Yeah. Crystal, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Annie in Wakanda.
Do you have a spring mirage?
Yes, sure do.
this weekend, my daughter and her best friend decided to sunbathe in their bathing suits.
Oh, wait, my gosh. I used to totally do that in high school. I used to do that.
Did the temperature even reach 70 this past weekend?
You know, I think in our backyard it felt like it. So I give them a little credit. They kind of were tucked away. But yeah, they were definitely freezing.
That is too funny.
They're like, we are going to get a tan
today. Got to get that. Look, spring break's right around the corner, right?
Oh, yeah. They were showing their tan lines when they came in. I'm not sure that I could see them, though.
Yeah.
But they were probably squint. Like, look, you can see it just a little bit.
Totally. Yep.
Annie, how old's your daughter?
11.
11?
And she's doing it 11. Oh, my God.
Yes. They're definitely growing up a little quicker these days.
Yeah, right. Kidding. No, those preteens, though, you know, they're ready to be teenagers and ready to be tan in March,
that's
you know?
That's it.
I love it.
Yeah, well, they are definitely jumping the gun. I mean, that's probably more something that you're testing the waters in, like, May as opposed to March.
Annie, she's not going to lay out today, is she?
You never know. Okay. They'll probably have the sprinkler out next, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah. Just that high of 46 today, you know? You never know. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing. So we appreciate it. What's your daughter's name?
Brooke.
Okay, well,
so cute.
You tell Brooke we said, you know, keep working on that tan, girl.
That's right. All right, we'll do. You guys have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.